Andrew Carnegie was one of the most powerful and feared industrialists of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Carnegie Steel helped make him the richest man in America, but after he sold his empire to J.P. Morgan, he devoted his life to philanthropy. Today on KVPR Central Valley Roots, the story of the Valley's Carnegie Libraries. Between 1889 and 1923, Carnegie and his Carnegie Corporation funded and built over 1,600 libraries across the country. His grants had two requirements. Communities had to provide a suitable site and had to agree to operate the library using taxpayer funds. In California, some 142 libraries were built. Most were small, one-room structures, but others, like the one on Broadway Street in downtown Fresno, were grand neoclassical palaces. Sadly, most of the Carnegie libraries in the San Joaquin Valley have been demolished. Fresno's met the wrecking ball in 1959, a fate shared by the libraries in Dinuba, Porterville, Selma, Sanger, Tulare, and Visalia. Some libraries remain, though. Exeter serves as a community center, Turlock's is an arts center, and Orosi's is still a library. The prairie-style Carnegie Library in Clovis has served as the home of the Chamber of Commerce since 1979, but as recently as 2022 was threatened with demolition. For KVPR Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.